USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Inflation will cost households on average an extra $5,200 in 2022 or $433 a month, according to Bloomberg. This as President Biden continues to tout the economy.
Since it took office, families are carrying less debt. Their average savings are up. A recent survey from the Federal Reserve found that more Americans feel financially comfortable than any time since the survey began in 2013.
A top Democratic-led House panel will hold a hearing next week on the deadly mass shootings in Buffalo and Uvalde, Texas. The Oversight Committee will hear from a number of witnesses, including a fourth grader at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde. A gunman killed 19 students and two teachers before being shot dead by a Border Patrol agent. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
The Supreme Court will issue new opinions on Monday. Justices still have many high-profile cases left to decide, including one that may overturn Roe v. Wade. The May jobs report was released on Friday from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. Lance Pry has the details.
The U.S. labor market remained positive in May, even as most Americans are taking home less money because of rampant inflation. 390,000 jobs were created nationwide last month, while unemployment remains steady at 3.6%. President Biden, at home in Delaware, is addressing America's inflation problem.
And there's no denying that high prices, particularly around gasoline and food, are a real problem for people. But there's every reason for the American people to feel confident that we'll meet these challenges. Because of the enormous progress we've made on the economy, the Americans can tackle inflation from a position of strength. It's still a problem. We can tackle it from a position of strength.
This is USA Radio News.
The buy one get one free special going on now at My Pillow. My Pillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance My Pillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere My Pillows, and a 6-piece towel sets on special. Go to mypillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at My Pillow. mypillow.com/USA.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signed the state's budget into law late last week. Education was a top priority in the budget, which includes $600 million to continue to raise the base rate of pay for teachers and $1.4 billion to boost funding for early childhood education. After signing the budget, the governor saying that many kids across the nation lost ground due to COVID-19 and not being in classrooms, but that was not the case in Florida.
And if you look also in terms of education, these lockdown states that, you know, the unions locked these kids out of school, they didn't want them in class, and the result has been huge learning losses, unprecedented learning losses. But even Harvard admitted Florida, we've seen no widening of any achievement gaps between rich, poor, black, white, because we actually had kids in school.
Carbon dioxide in the atmosphere is at a record high. Officials at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration saying there's more of the planet-warming gas in the atmosphere now than at any time in the past 4 million years. That's 50% higher than the average was before human beings began burning oil, gas, and coal in the 19th century. Take us with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.